Hey, what up, what up, what up? Welcome to the podcast. I'm Maddie Smith.
I'm Jordan Jensen.
And we have a guest.
A very special guest.
He looks super excited to be here.
I am. I can't stop looking at myself. Yeah, what do you do? Hide me? Our view has like so much going on. We got a picture. Yeah, we got microphones.
Yeah. We'll do the view where we can see Jordan more. I don't know how to do that.
This is my issue with Zoom shows. I just look at my own face the entire time.
Mm-hmm. You could do a hide self view, Maddie,
where?
On that dot right there.
What?
Hide self view. All right, cool.
Oh, okay, I've never done that before. All right, so what?
Hey, yeah, we're just looking at you everyone. Now. No Thanks. Pressure, Jordan, but you're our whole screen.
You're our whole screen. I've never done
What's
it
up
like
with
that.
Our screens here? Why do I have an entirely green world and you have a pink world over there?
I was wondering, do you have a green light on or what's going on?
It's the, you know, one of these old grandpa lights. Here, look at it.
I thought you had... Better. So actually, Andrew and I just got two new smart light bulbs, and they're hooked up to our phone, and we can make the light bulbs green and stuff.
It's a power trip.
So I thought
Listen,
you had that.
I'm going to tell you guys something. I'm very against those lights.
What? Why? They're fucking awesome.
I'm not being judgmental of you, but I will say every male comedian has one of those lights. And the amount of rooms I've walked into and they've gone like this, want to see something pretty cool? And I go, hey, I'm going to stop you right there. You're going to show me your lights that change colors.
Well, and that's our life now. Yeah.
Well, that's how I found out, too. I had a comedian's house, and I was blown away.
Which comedian?
And you, this was definitely you spearheading this purchase, right, Andrew?
I didn't know they existed till Christmas. Yes.
Well, I wanted this because we would argue over who would get up and turn off the light.
True.
So I figured if we got the smart light, we could just do it from the bed. And it works, let me tell you. I'm bossing this thing around left and right.
Yeah, Andrew's like, hey, Google, suck my cock.
Oh my,
hey, Google,
are
get
you,
down on your knees.
Are you saying, hey, Google, light? Are you talking to it?
We have a Google Home that the lights are hooked up to. So you have to say, hey, Google, lick my clit.
Oh, geez.
I think it's a really funny bit to be in your house and have new people over and go, hey, Alexa, can you, you know, turn on the TV? Alexa, and then go, we don't have an Alexa.
Oh, that's a fun bit. It's just your girlfriend in the corner doing everything secretly.
My sister is convinced that her Alexa only responds to her fiance's voice.
Oh.
And she's like jealous of her. She's like, fuck that bitch. She like doesn't even, it's really scary.
She's got to go for a walk. She needs to go, for a walk, pick up a hobby, get some girlfriends.
Dude, she needs a goddamn cycling class. Yeah.
And you gotta do what real parents do when they feel like one kid likes them the other. I had a friend that did this. They just had another kid, and then the mom took over that kid.
Right, so they need to get another Alexa.
They need to get a Google Home.
Yeah.
And pit them against each other.
Yes.
Yes, 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 totally. Yes. Get a little
or
echo.
Or you need to get another husband and get two husbands to distract.
Right.
This is what I'm saying. I think my sister should just have an affair. I really think it would help a lot of things in her life.
I think when you're at the point where you're paranoid that your Alexa favors someone else in the house, that's a dark place.
Yeah, you gotta
it's
say
a dark place.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta tell Google to pull up AshleyMadison.com.
Yeah,
and find. I don't even know. Did they have that for women too, or is that a man?
I don't see why not. I haven't heard of that website since 2015. That's the cheating website, right?
Oh my God, I forgot about that
website. Me too, I haven't heard it. They had a big scandal a few years ago.
Yeah, because they leaked everyone's identity.
Yeah, their scandal was being in existence.
How did they advertise themselves?
I don't know anything about them. Andrew,
they would advertise on TV like at 3 in the morning.
That's what I was thinking is I had a false memory because there's no way they could. But yeah, I remember like late night commercials coming on. That's so crazy.
Yeah, and they're like very, the porn music, the porn jazz.
Yeah.
Are you looking to be daring? Are you looking for an adventure? Hot big titted woman comes through.
That never is on that site ever.
She's wearing glasses. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I really, I'm pro the relationship is getting tired. Have like a meaningless affair with a big idiot.
From every book and every movie I see, everyone does it. Not saying I will, Andrew, but, you know, everyone, and then they move on. What are you going to do, break a marriage over that?
You're not going to break up. It's just going to, it's just going to send you back to them further. I think it's totally okay.
Well, in that show we watched on Hulu, a teacher that kind of broke up their marriage.
Oh my God. Did you guys watch that? Because we just finished it.
She was fucking so great. A child. That's why. That wasn't an affair. That was like rape. Andrew's like, well, they broke up. So that's one case where they broke up. Yeah, because she had sex with her child and he's a doctor.
She's severely mentally ill.
Severely. Did you watch the whole show?
Yeah.
Okay, so we can talk about the last episode where finally the kid lays into her.
What if we're people listening haven't listened?
Spoiler alert.
Guys. Stop listening now if you haven't watched The Teacher. But the last episode, let's just say the kid lays into her finally, because the whole season she's
great.
Like, it was consensual, you don't understand, it was a relationship. Her cop brother is like, no. Her doctor husband's like, no, dude, you raped the kid. She's like, no, we were in love.
And then poor guys eat chicken wings by himself and hate himself the whole time.
The ending
was the only redeem. Here's what I feel about the show. Every episode it was like a trap the whole time. Like every episode they'd be like, hey, we're going to get you rock fucking hard on the idea of a woman fucking a kid by showing you them having like really fucking seductive sex and nipple grabbing and tonguing.
And he's hot too.
And then in the end, we're going to fucking flash you with a warning if you are being sexually harassed. It's basically being like, warning, if you're hard right now, you're deranged. And you're like, dude, I mean, I'm fully erect. And then the end of the show was like, it was like the whole show was like a macrocosm of that, because it was like the whole show they were being like, it's kind of okay, right? Like it's kind of okay because it's love. And then in the end they were like, bitch, it's not. And you're like, I feel tricked again.
It was a very confusing journey.
They're like, surprise, it's rape.
Yeah.
You were shocked.
Yeah, surprise, it's rape. And if you thought otherwise, you're a bad person. I felt like I was trapped in a moral, you know.
For me, it was like, I have always had an aversion to like teachers who are friends with their students and who
cross
the line. So from the beginning, I was like, fuck this bitch. The diner, the tutoring, the U-Texas trip, all very disturbing before they even fucked.
Yeah. I watched it with Mike and Ethan, and the whole time we were like, bitch, you are nuts. You are not okay. But I do think that it was like, I do think a lot of people watched it and were like, come on, they should. It felt like the last episode they were being like, you kind of want them to end up together, don't you? Bad for feeling that way, you know?
Yes. Like, well, they also made the teacher super hot, the kid super hot, and I don't know if that's what. Well, I don't know. Sometimes there's a case that comes out where the teacher bangs the kid and they're both pretty hot. But usually
my mom's hockey team, the coach was fucking one of the girls for years and years. Male coach was sleeping with whatever. I don't know if they're fucking sleeping with one of the girls for years and years and years. It was a huge issue. Like my mom was like, we didn't know what to do. Like we knew about it, but she was like in love with him and we didn't want to like, she was like, please don't tell, 'cause I won't be able to play hockey anymore. Like it was a big, and they're married now.
Wow. That happened to me at my high school too. The computer teacher, who was also the football coach, was sleeping with one of the cheerleaders. Yeah. And then as soon as she graduated, everyone, they got married. Like the week after graduation.
It's almost like it's okay if and then they end up together.
Yeah, they couldn't do anything. She was 18 at that time, not at school. So
ew.
It's like a legal loophole.
How old was he?
He was like old as hell. He was like, I mean, to me,
probably 30.
Yeah, to me, he seemed really old. But
even then, it was like absolutely disturbing. And now she has to live in that hell that she doesn't even realize is a hell because she got coerced into this by the teacher.
I mean, I loved that he was like, I just saw my brother and he's young as hell, dude.
Yeah.
That was really good.
That was, and he was like, it's weird because when you're in high school, you think like, I'm an adult. I love Claire. She loves me. But when you turn 28, you're like, those kids are fucking young.
Yeah, they're dumb. Anyone that marries somebody they met when they're 17 is stupid.
I think the age of consent should be like 25, just to clear that little gray area, you know? So they're out of high school, they're out of college. If an older guy dates a college kid, that's disturbing. Let them grow and then you can date and fuck them. In my opinion.
The problem is, the issue is that the people who do get together at 17, they do end up staying together forever and procreating. Because they have like a little bit of God in them usually.
True.
There's like, you know what I mean? parents.
Yeah.
But it is a mistake. They do end up hating each other and sitting at TV dinners and not talking to each other and like hucking an empty beer bottle at one another.
And their world is very small because their friends are all went to high school with. So where are they going to meet new people? And they also have like get 5 likes on Instagram. So they really aren't really shooting for the stars.
That's how many I get.
But those people, they are the ones that end up staying together. I think that I would bet you anything that people who get together past the age of 25 have more divorces than people who get together when they're babies.
I don't know. I've seen both situations.
I've seen both,
I'm a
too.
Child of divorce. I'm a sibling of divorce. I've seen it all. And it really just depends if... I really think it depends on if you feel like you found yourself when you met that person. Sometimes 18-year-olds are like, fucking, yeah, let's do this. But if you're like a lost 18-year-old and you do it because your family and society tells you you need to and you live in the South or you're a fucking Mormon and it crumbles because you're gay at 28...
Yeah, that's true. I think if you peaked at high school and you married your high school sweetheart, that's the ideal situation. You guys aren't going to break up. But if
that's what I mean. That's what I mean.
If you date someone when you haven't reached your peak and then you peaked, you're like, what? This is my old baggage.
Totally. you get rid of your snake skin.
Yeah.
But
totally. Everyone... That's how what my mom did. She definitely peaked at 40 and was like, or 35 or whatever, and was like, I gotta get this fucking idiot off my back and fuck a million women.
And that she did. Yeah. So that's a teacher. It was weird to go back every week to watch it. I wish they put it all out at once because it was creepy to be like, oh, I'm going to watch the kid fucking show again. 22 minutes.
I totally agree. You kept having to be like, and I choose you again. You couldn't be like, oops, I fell into this.
I agree. Right. They had to really.
Totally.
If they released it all at once, it would have been different.
When he gave that speech at the end, I feel like that was like, I was like cheering.
That was the best thing I've seen in a while. Yeah. And I saw Wonder Woman, so.
You know what was trash? That I went to a movie theater yesterday.
Oh yeah, tell
in
us
Jersey.
Oh. You should go.
No.
Oh. Shut down. Okay. So.
Okay. If you keep it is distance. It's very much distance. But yeah, I mean,
well, you have
I don't
wear the mask the whole movie.
How do you eat the popcorn?
We ate the popcorn and then put the mask back on.
They have snacks available though. I was picturing they wouldn't.
They did have snacks available. It's not something
that's crazy.
I would have been distracted the whole time if I hadn't already had COVID for sure.
Right.
You know what I mean? I would have been like, God, I'm just in a petri dish of, you know.
How many people were in the theater?
It was two people per every like 4 seats.
Were the seats blocked off with tape?
That sounds
no.
Awesome. Oh.
No.
2 per every 4.
Yeah, so it was 6 feet on your, between each other.
Just on your own, everyone was we're going to socially distance?
I don't know. Yeah.
No. The seat that you buy.
Oh.
Purchase
the assigned seat thing.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's something I'll maybe hold off on until the vaccine.
But I will say the movie theater is very big and lofty. It's like better than any like distanced indoor show that we've done.
Right. What part of New Jersey is it in?
It's in, I think it's Jersey City.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so close. So let me ask you this. Were people still on their phones and doing all the annoying stuff from before?
No. I also had, like, what might have been called a mild panic attack when we got out of the movie, which was very... Because I think that I was so... And everybody in the theater was just, like, staring at the screen. Nobody made a peep. And I was like, damn, I think 9 months of not seeing a giant screen like that, I'm now... It was crazy. I left and my heart was like pounding, which used to happen to me when I was a kid and see movies. Right. But I was like, what's going on? I had to like go to a show in Manhattan and I was like, am I nervous about this show? And I was like, no, I think that screen gave me a fucking... Like, I haven't seen it in so long.
Dude,
and so I think everybody was too like enthralled by this, you know, crazy thing to be on their phone.
Honestly, that's very exciting, though, because I think we've, you know, been desensitized to exciting things in the last 20 years. I'm excited to go to the movies again and be like thrilled with it.
Oh yeah, I'll appreciate every popcorn kernel, every sip of a soda.
Is there anything worse than leaving a movie and not even feeling like Uncut Gems? You leave and you're like, all right, on to the next thing. But if I saw Uncut Gems in theaters right now, I wouldn't be able to sleep for a week.
My heart would explode.
I remember being a kid and leaving movie theaters and having my knees like clacked, like I was like, and it felt crazy. And then last year I was seeing so many movies that I could just like, I was like a person basically scrolling through them like a monk.
Totally. You're swiping right, swipe right on Uncut Gems, swipe left on Wonder Woman.
Oh, Uncut Gems. But this movie that I saw got like a 98, it was Promising Young Woman.
Is it available for us to watch at home? Because I want to see that.
You can rent it probably.
It's about a pop singer, right?
No, it's about a woman who punishes men. Basically, she makes herself get really wasted.
Oh, right.
Or pretends to be wasted, yeah.
Right, the thing, yeah.
We saw preview Vengeance, for that. Rape Vengeance.
We saw
terrible, for that terrible films.
Oh, really?
Okay. All right, I can't say terrible, but not 98%. I mean, it's just...
It was probably male critics freaking out about the premise and being like, this is gold, because I feel like I have to say that.
Or it's the three people that saw it, and they're like, I guess I'll get a good review. It's my first movie ever.
Yeah.
I like the colors.
The popcorn was good.
Totally. Her boobs were huge. Yeah. The screen is so big.
Yeah,
Bo Burnham was in it. He's very funny, but Jesus Christ. Oh. I mean, the rest of it. It's just so cringy. It's so cringy to have it be like, you know, play rock and roll music as this girl in stilettos is like, now I'm going to go fuck up this dude who might want to have sex with me. It's just very, it was like, ugh.
If I met a girl like that in real life, I'd be like, you can't do this. And I'm uncomfortable with you.
Yeah, totally. It would be insane. I mean, it's a direct contradiction to be like, I'm going to punish abusers by abusing is bizarre.
Right. She's trying to be Robin Hood.
Abuse from the rich.
Yeah.
I am Robin Hood. That's what I'm doing with my Whole Foods thieving. I'm fucking Robin Hood.
Right. Well, Whole Foods, every time I shop there, it's like $500 for an orange. I'm not doing this anymore.
Is it getting higher and higher?
Everyone there is so fucking hot, though. Hot dads, hot moms.
Whole Foods, especially in Manhattan. My God. Yeah,
the hot moms with the Gap jeans and the tiny little Birkenstock clogs.
Haven't been there recently. Now it is... We have entered an entirely different route. Now it is Amazon shoppers.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's how Wegmans is. The Instacart people are in my fucking face.
Dude, that's it. It's just them and Whole Foods. And there's 100,000 of them.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And they're on their phone and they're like, oh, she wants the off-brand Kashi cereal. Where can I find that? They don't know what any of these items are. They're on the phone. They're like, hey, they're out of French onion dip. Is spinach artichoke? It's not okay? Like, they have to call the people.
I feel so bad. That's the worst job ever invented. I see them at Target, too. And I'm like, God. Gosh.
Totally. And they probably get in trouble because people are so picky about their fucking groceries and they probably get paid like $2 an hour.
They've changed it so that they've changed the orientation of the grocery store so that it's easier for the Amazon packers, which is so crazy. So now I was like, where the fuck is the coffee? And they were like, it's over there down in the corner to the right in like a stack. And I'm like, okay, so now this is just an Amazon warehouse.
Totally. It is.
It's crazy.
Seriously. Yeah, I forgot Amazon and Whole Foods are now partnered. So and there's no white people in Manhattan going out to grocery shop. They're paying to stay in their house.
It's so sad. The Amazon gobbled up everything. They gobbled up grocery stores. Everything we get at this house now, it's through Amazon.
Yeah. We got a pube shaver. We got dumbbells. We got a bike.
Yeah, all through Amazon. And I'm like, I'm sure. Who's shopping at normal stores? I guess people.
I go into Whole Foods and I steal one of the Amazon shopper bags out of the, you know how they have a cart full of those bags?
Yeah.
I take one of those and then I fill it with everything I need and then I just leave. Nobody cares.
Oh my God.
And it looks like you're an Amazon shopper?
No. It looks like I'm a shopper. But the only way to get one of those paper bags is from the cashier. But now they're throughout the entire store. because of those Amazon shoppers.
Very.
So if you walk out with a paper bag, people are like, "Oh, she paid for it."
Right.
But I certainly did not. I just
certainly not.
Do the Insta people have to wait in the grocery store checkout line?
No.
Or no.
They're just good to go.
It's paid. It's all with a phone.
Yeah.
Oh. We are in a dystopia. It's so crazy.
It's crazy.
Nuts.
Yeah. I will say, whenever I go to Whole Foods, they don't give a fuck if you walk out that door. The cashiers are the, like...
They hate their lives.
But Whole Foods especially, they're fed up with everything there. The shoppers there are fucking rude. All the items are so petty, you know? And they don't give a fuck.
This woman, as I was walking out, I had a bunch of stolen shit in my hands. And as I was walking out, a woman was walking in, a very wealthy woman with a little Pomeranian in a puffer coat with fur around its hood. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
And the security guard goes, "Excuse me." And I was like, "Fuck my ass. Are you kidding me?" And I turn around, and she's looking at the rich woman, and she's like, "You can't bring that little fucking dog in here." And I was like, "Oh, yes."
Hell yes.
Class war.
People and their dogs, too. I've been at, like, every store I go in, people are bringing their dog. And no. Leave your dog in the fucking car or at home. He doesn't need to come in here.
People need to stop getting dogs.
I 100% agree. I feel like the pandemic dog is a problem. Because what happens in the summer when you go back to your life and the dog's sitting at home in a 400 square foot apartment all day, pissing on your sheets? You don't care about him.
And we're all severely mentally ill right now. And you just bought a life?
Yes.
It's crazy.
You've got a life. You can't remember to drink a cup of water a week, and you have to feed this dog?
Right.
And you're going to get tired of it after three walks.
It's just crazy to be like, "I'm so lonely. I can't see any of my friends or people. I know what I'll do. I'll get another life and bring it into my home," and then have this insane Stockholm syndrome thing with this living creature.
And I'm going to create a personality for it. Oh, he loves when I do this. He doesn't think. He doesn't know shit.
He doesn't think. Yeah, and he can't say no.
Right.
It's non-consensual.
They create it's non-consensual. They create personalities for their dogs. They're like, "Oh my God, he loves when I'm podcasting." Shut up. No, he doesn't. He hates it here.
The only thing worse is the Instagram accounts for these dogs.
Oh, man.
Where they're like, "Oh, my dog's sitting on a different cushion."
People can't work on their own Instagram accounts, and then they create one for their pet as if that's going to pop them off.
Yeah.
It's really crazy. I haven't really seen many of those. I've only seen Palufo's cat.
Yeah.
That's one. Yeah. I mean, it's people who love their creature so much that they're like, "I could never imagine a world in which somebody wouldn't also want to."
Totally.
Which is pretty delusional.
The only dogs that are like famous on Instagram are the super rich ones, the super like wealthy ginger colored labradoodles that people fucking
love. If a gay
man
has a dog, its Instagram might do well.
Totally.
That's it.
Because they put glasses on it?
Yeah.
Like Gucci glasses?
Boa. Feathers and stuff.
And they just bring it to nice places. So you're like, "Ooh, here's a French bulldog drinking wine." And you're like, "All right, I guess I'll look at this."
I know. Here's a French bulldog on a soul cycle. Here's a French bulldog on at the spa.
Here's a French bulldog at Warby Parker.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I like that. No one wants to see your fucking mixed dog in your one bedroom that you share with three other people.
Yeah, in a different
corner. Like your shitty Hue grainy fucking...
Ew.
Yeah.
Taking on your Android phone. Let it go. It's never gonna happen.
That's bad.
My take.
I have questions for you guys. How are you? Okay. Have you gotten in any giant fights during quarantine?
We got in one like 3 days ago, but I think we've recovered.
Yeah, it was confusing for me. I don't know why it was a fight, but I think I asked you to.
We can give both sides of it. You go first.
Yeah, give both sides.
We had a wonderful Christmas week away. We were in love. There was no phones. We were just playing board games.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And then first day back, we ran out of coffee.
It wasn't the first day.
Maybe it was the second day back.
Yeah, maybe second day.
We ran out of coffee, and Maddie was like, "I'll go to McDonald's because it's on our block to get coffee. But there's a grocery store across from McDonald's." So I was like, "Why don't you just go to the grocery store and get the grounds and we can have a whole pot?" And then that's when she lost it.
Okay, here's my side of the story. Here's my side. Okay. I'm waking up. I'm just waking up. I'm writing in my little planner that I just got, writing down my daily gratitude. Oh, what a calm, peaceful morning. And then I hear a massive groan from the kitchen. "World of coffee. coffee. Well, I'm writing my daily gratitude, so I can't be interrupted right now. Boom! The doors burst open. Maddie, please go to the grocery store. We need coffee immediately. I can't right now, and you just barge in on me writing my daily gratitude. I'll go to McDonald's when I'm done with that. How does that sound? No, I don't want to go to the breeze. He starts crying like a newborn baby.
Well, we argued over the argument was over McDonald's or grocery store.
Yes, and I said, I'm not going to the grocery store. I have many things to do today. I have to record my podcast and, of course, continue writing my daily gratitude. I will go to McDonald's. No, please go to the... And then you throw the fit about me going to the grocery store, interrupting my day because you think I do nothing all day.
I don't think you do nothing all day, but I had something to do in the morning. I couldn't leave the house because I had something to do in the morning.
Wait. I have questions. Andrew, your perspective on this argument was wildly... I mean, were you sleepwalking? Because you didn't say any of that. What was your perspective, ran out of coffee and you were like, my darling, could you please get some? It's your turn.
You barged in and demanded that I go to the grocery store.
The fight wasn't about me barging in. The fight was McDonald's versus grocery store.
I'll go to McDonald's, which you should have said, okay, if she'll do that much... Okay, go to McDonald's. But you
what's McDonald's
back.
For coffee? Do you guys buy bulk coffee from McDonald's?
No, cups of coffee.
It would
cups
just be like two cups of coffee.
That's dark.
One for each
dude.
Of us.
I know.
But literally,
this is the most trailer trash argument.
Yeah, I know.
I'll go to the goddamn Key Foods. No, I'm getting it from McDonald's. You'll drink my piss water. That's the best I can do.
You should be happy with two large McDonald's coffee. I'll bring them home and you should be happy with that.
Yeah, so
I'm writing down my daily gratitude.
I'm in the middle of my programs.
I'm in the middle of my daily prayers. Good morning, God. I am not thankful for my reckless husband Andrew.
I just crossed you off the list and put myself.
I got all these scratches to scratch. I can't go to the McDonald's and whatever. But
I have all these scratches to scratch. It's so funny.
Yeah.
But if you stand on McDonald's entrance, you see the grocery store. Mm. All she had to do is go in, get
it's
the grounds,
further than you
and
think.
Leave. It's literally across the street.
It's not though. McDonald's is here and. The grocery store is further.
It's across the street, though.
But it's across the street and another block over and a parking lot to walk through.
It's a parking lot, but you see the grocery store. That's what I'm saying. You could see it.
Well, how many minutes further is the grocery store?
I would say
90 seconds.
A minute and a half.
90
that
seconds.
Changes
plus sense. Waiting for a light to change, crossing the street, meandering through the grocery store, waiting in line at the grocery store, swiping your card, walking all the way back, and then getting the coffee loaded is way more than literally 10 feet to McDonald's, getting your cups, coming home, and enjoying them.
But counterpoint, you have to also wait in line at McDonald's, and you also have to swipe your card. So that takes
yes,
two of the things.
But when I walk by McDonald's...
Okay, hold on. Let's get to the deeper underlying issue. It sounds to me that Maddie felt that her life choices were being slightly diminished because you kind of, as the working person who goes to work every day, kind of barged in as the husband in the morning being like, you don't do shit all day. You go get fucking coffee because, you know, you're just working on your little art and gratitude, you know.
Gratitude book.
That's what I heard. That's how I felt.
Okay, but to my perspective, she's still in bed. And
you
she's
can be
awake.
In bed and working.
I didn't know what you were doing in there.
Open in front of me, and I was writing down.
This is now a quarantine issue because you're fucking in bed, dude. And it's like that's where my office is now.
This is my office because you have the living room with your little desktop space. So
and you have this room.
Yes.
Well, you know what? You know what I did? I went to the grocery store and I brought back, and then I said, "Don't talk to me for the rest of the day."
And then you slammed the door, and then we didn't talk
for 48 hours.
And then she got mad that I didn't talk to her the rest of the day.
I said, "You should have taken that me saying that as a sign to come in and figure this out." And
like,
he didn't.
I'm staying away.
Instead, he took my directions for what they were.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna go near a landmine.
So how did you resolve the issue? Maddie went and got the coffee. You were like, thank you so much, and I shouldn't have reacted that way.
No, I said she threw the coffee at me. It was like a big thing.
Yeah,
and
I said, don't.
And then she immediately said, don't talk to me, and then slammed the door.
Well, I called you. I said, let me in. You said, why are you barking at me? And I said, you know why. And then I gave him the coffee, and then I went into my room, and we didn't speak all day. And then at the end of the day, I said, Andrew, please talk to me.
Yeah, then I said, all right. Well, I think we talked about I had to wait to process the whole day.
It was a messy day.
So
a messy couple of days, because yesterday...
Did you make a commitment that you would have coffee in the house and didn't... Was it your turn to get the coffee?
We always drink coffee in the morning, and we just had run out of...
Because
we had just got home from Virginia, so we didn't realize there was only like a couple of days' servings of it.
Yeah, well...
So, Andrew, what made you think that it should be Maddie's responsibility to get the coffee?
Well...
It was your first day back at work.
I think I said... Yeah, it was my... I had the be there.
Wow,
and
you guys are real... Oh...
I'd be on the computer.
Because he had off work, so he had to be in his computer, yeah.
I had to be in the computer, and Maddie... I think said, I'll go get, I think you said, I said there's no coffee, and I think you said, I'll go to McDonald's.
No,
and
that's where the whole thing started. No. First greeting of the day, you barged into the room. Didn't even say, good morning, beautiful wife of girlfriend of 2 years. Good morning, my beautiful, loving, you said,
you walked in, you did not eat my pussy, you just immediately demanded.
Hello. To my hole. Oh, you
Hello.
Hello, wife's hole.
So then it escalated rapidly because, ironically enough, I didn't have my coffee yet.
And so I didn't have my coffee
either.
So
we start, blah, blah. Our neighbors are probably like, what the fuck?
Oh, really? Yelling?
There was yelling, yeah.
I don't think it was that much, but I barely remember. I remember. I just remember the scene of you coming back and telling me to not talk to you.
Did you throw the bag of coffee at him?
I pushed it into him and I said, don't talk to me for the rest of the day.
Did you say, don't talk to me for the rest of the day?
And then
she,
the
like, she made like an alien sound.
That's a curse. That's what we call a curse, Andrew.
Right. And then for the rest of the day, we each had, I had the bedroom door shut. He had the living room door shut. So when the coffee was ready, I heard him go get it and then went back to the living room. And then I went and got mine. And then we like just kind of strategically avoided each other all day because we had the doors closing.
And you know that feeling when you don't get your coffee until like an hour and a half after you wake up? Mm-hmm. You still can't wake up no matter how much you drink. So you still, do you have
dude,
that?
The idea,
do you drink coffee?
I am, dude, I've been drinking coffee all day.
It's so good.
I had a rage fit with Michael, who is my roommate, the other day because for days I was like, hey, dude, I don't go to Whole Foods enough to get coffee enough for both of us. So you have to get your own coffee or tell me and I need to buy double the amount. But you can't keep using mine. And he goes, I'll get it today. A week goes by of him saying, I'll get it today. He doesn't. And I'm like, hey, dude, I get that it's a bit, but like,
right. You
need to fucking get coffee. This is
totally
pissing me off. So then I hide my coffee from him. And he
that's
in the
roommate.
Morning comes
that's
in.
That's the roommate, like emergency
like
cord.
I like this.
He in the morning comes in and he goes, where did you hide it? And I was like, I mean, I'm not telling you. And he's like, I mean, I'll find it. And he starts rifling through shit. And I get so mad. I'm like, stop. So then he goes to Trader Joe's. He buys two things of coffee. And I was like, great, dude. You got your own coffee. Thank you so much. And then I unhide my coffee. And I'm like, man, it's still like losing. Like, I feel like it's going quick. I look under the Trader Joe's coffee thing unopened. This is like a week and a half later. And I go, Mike, are you still drinking mine? And he goes, and he was like, no. And I was like, you're lying. And he was like, okay, fine. Yours is just better than mine. And
why
I'm like,
didn't
it's
just buy yours?
He didn't even try his. He didn't even open
it's
it.
It's all the same.
He didn't
he's
even
like
try
a little
him.
Brother. He just thinks that what I'm doing is like got to be better. You know what I mean? It's
the old monkey
so,
see, monkey do.
Monkey see? Monkey suck my back up. I was so mad.
Seriously.
I was so mad. So now I have like a really secret hiding place where I hide my shit.
Wow. Coffee, I think, is something if you
legal,
have roommates, you got to figure it out with them. Because if you wake up and yours is gone or depleted, that will put you on edge.
Yeah, because by the time you get it, you're still sleepy because it hasn't.
Yeah. Is there anything worse than opening that can and seeing the layer of grounds at the bottom, knowing that's not even a
oh
tablespoon?
Oh, my God. Knowing you have to walk uncaffeinated to the store, are you crazy?
In your pajamas, just like, and looking at the cashier like, yep,
yeah.
I fucked up.
Yeah, I'm going to be in a bad mood in this.
I have a forever backup stash that's hidden from me and myself for that.
We have a bunch of coffees from Wegmans now, and I think we should always have one extra.
We're so traumatized. We bought, like, literally
stock in Starbucks now.
The export from Brazil.
Yeah.
Do you have the K-cups, Jordan, or you have the ground?
Oh, no. I mean, no offense.
With K-cups.
K-cups are, they get cockroaches.
Oh, really?
That happened to me, too. What? That's what traumatized me.
I've never met a K-pop.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? I've only heard the folklore.
No, I opened it up. It was so gross, but there was, I saw one crawling out, and I was like, no, let me check this out. Open the water.
Oh, no.
Egg sac. Egg sac in the water, and I don't know how long I've been drinking it.
No. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
What kind of bugs? Egg. No.
Those little roaches.
Ew.
The worst
bug. How come
that
happens to K-cups and not regular coffee makers?
Because they have that static, because you always need that water in there.
Yeah.
Theoretically, for your K-cup.
There's kind of always water in your...
No, it uses it all.
Ugh, that's really...
What happens in the K-cup? Don't you refill it until it's out? Or do you just keep kind of like...
You always keep water in there, literally for no reason, just so you don't have to refill it every time you use it.
Because if you fill it up, there's always leftover from the cup. Because when K-Cup gives you coffee, it's 3 inches of coffee. Yeah. And you pour it in like 4 cups of water.
Yeah, I know.
And they give you a little Americano of coffee. It's fucking, and it comes out like piss, and you have to look at it.
So you need like
worst
a reservoir.
Invention.
I do find it to be, you guys don't have K-Cups.
No, absolutely not.
Well, I do find it to be pretty horrifying. We have a mutual friend who uses K-Cups, and it is wildly unacceptable. And I did tell them that I was like, you might have cockroaches in there, and went and checked it out.
Dude,
I didn't have any, but...
Absolutely. If even just knowing that it could happen, I would get rid of mine. Yeah.
I've been against Keurig since they came out. I've been like, this is not... There's no way that coffee... You get coffee, you grind it, it's so easy to make. It's like a banana. It's like you can't, once you crack the banana open, the inside dries out, you have to eat it.
Right.
You can't,
right.
A coffee bean is the same way. You can't just have dusty.
No. And the little cups, they have little air filtration in them. Like the coffee is not fresh.
And it's just so little grounds. Yeah. It doesn't wake you up at all. At least for me.
And it's such a waste of like plastic and stuff. One little cup for everything you do. That is ridiculous.
No, okay.
And they're expensive, too.
You guys have the same. I use a French press some days, and other days I use the pour over.
We have just a regular Black & Decker.
Yeah, we use
the... Yeah, I kind of want one of those. Can you set an alarm on it where it makes it in the morning?
We have that.
it's hard. You have to reprogram it every time, but...
Yeah.
When it works, it is awesome.
It's pretty awesome. And then they have the Cuisinarts, one of the big silver ones that you can pour your own beans in, and then they ground, and that's pretty much goals.
Ooh.
Those are like $120.
That's
that would be
so
nice, though, in the morning, a nice cup of fresh beaned coffee.
Yeah.
No, I bought the $200 one for her boyfriend where it, like, basically does a pour over in the morning.
That's great.
Sick.
That's a great gift.
And the thing about the coffee maker, you take out the filter and you just throw it all away. With the French press, cleaning that is just so... when I used to have one, it used to take forever
French
to clean.
French press? Or
you
two?
Get it.
The French
you
press.
You figure... You. I don't know how to do my lighting here. You get it down to a science. So with mine, you just... pour the hot water in it, stir it, and then dump the grinds into the garbage. You just like...
Oh, so you dump the water into the garbage too?
A little bit. If you just put a tiny bit of water in, then it's usually just kind of damp grinds. But sometimes I'll put water in it, and then Mike will have made a pour over, so I'll just pour the grinds and water into his filter thing. Does that make sense?
That's way better.
But it is true. I end up using the pour over mostly because... And the French press also gives you higher cholesterol. For some reason, because it's unfiltered.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's oily on the top.
Oily.
Oh,
like very interesting.
Oily.
Yeah, it's good, like, every so often. We have a French press somewhere, right?
Yeah, but the cleaning, I'm like...
It's the same with the blender. I'm like, I could have
a
smoothie.
It's like cleaning glitter.
Glitter, yeah.
Dude. Oh, the blender, yeah.
The same with the blender. I'm like, I could have a smoothie, but...
I know. And
10 parts, and I got to clean the blade.
Yeah, you got to put your life at risk.
And that fucking shit's if you leave it out for a minute, it sticks to the side of the blender.
I know.
You have 1 minute.
It's so awful.
Water
Yeah. Even the Vitamix is permanently stained green.
Yeah.
Wow, this was a good appliance talk. Jeez.
I know.
That's like what our spats are about. We used to talk about bookers and like men trying to finger us at shows, and now we're like, my fucking blender gets gunk on it if I don't look at it.
Yes. Side note, we got a food processor for Christmas from Andrew's mom, and so we got to get into that soon.
I haven't opened it yet, but we have big plans.
What are you going to do with that? Make gazpacho?
Maybe pesto, and maybe hummus, homemade hummus, something like that.
I don't know. And you could shred cheese in it.
Cheese shredding.
I use the Vitamix all the time.
Yeah.
I did when it was cold out, and I would put spinach and just like fucking ice cubes and stevia.
Yes.
And basically drink sweet spinach.
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
I don't get enough, like, vegetables in the winter, so it's good for if you, like, put 10 pounds of spinach in a smoothie.
Yeah, and that spinach goes fast. Yeah. You think you put a whole pack in there, and it's just like a drip
comes out. Yeah. Totally.
Okay, more relationship question. Well, Andrew, how's your job going?
It's good. I've had like the 2 weeks off, so I don't. Yeah. I feel like I've gotten fired, but
it's been an awesome 2 weeks.
Yeah, so I got to get back on Monday. I'm dreading that already.
Yeah, even I'm dreading it, and I don't even work. I'm dreading like the everyone back in action thing. I love between Christmas and New Year's when everyone's just like, no, don't bother me.
Yeah,
it's the best time of year.
Are you going into the office, Andrew?
No. All remote. Oh, okay. Still.
Yeah.
What was I just about to ask you? You've had 2 weeks off, and you went to Virginia for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was part of the vacation.
Was there fighting in Virginia?
No,
it was all great. It was fun.
Did you stay with your? We had a. I sat around with a bunch of comics last night, and we went through everybody's parental issues. Like it was.
Oh,
like
really?
Sam,
oh, cool.
Yeah, Sam and Chloe and Jeff. And we all went on like a full debrief with what was wrong with our family.
Oh wow! Everyone's got something.
Yeah.
Actually, Andrew, you guys are pretty normal.
Yeah, it was fine. We had our own room, which was my childhood bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a full size bed, so it wasn't weird.
Yeah, the best part of going to Andrew's parents is they have a big stock of seltzer, Diet Coke, Coke Zero.
I know.
In the foyer, it's cold, and you turn around and someone's handing you another seltzer.
You feel like a king. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's food. There's like a baked brie coming out. And then when you're done with that, there's a plate of chips and salsa. And then someone's like, you want to order Chinese? It's just like a constant flow of food and drink that you're neither paying for or thinking about.
Or having to clean up.
Or having to even plan for. Clean up, plan for.
I think I was on the phone with you when I was at my ex's house and we were about to record a podcast and I opened the ye old basement fridge.
The basement
fridge. And found
a
stockpile. I mean, when people have a second fridge, what is in there is for some reason always like my favorite shit. It's like, we just happen to have three tubs of whipped cream down there and like lox, you know, and you're like, what?
So amazing.
Everything I could dream of.
I know.
Hidden away in a garage.
Yeah.
Next to a Civic.
I was home for 2 days and just was like, I'm just going to eat everything. And mm-hmm. It has taken me probably until today to get all of that mm-hmm. weight off.
We ate a lot. We had prime rib twice. We had baked brie, like every food you could imagine.
And on the drive back, I felt it. I felt my stomach bigger. You know, like the pants felt weird.
Yeah.
And I felt like a thing hanging over my pants.
Oh, that was your penis.
Is it my penis or a new gut or both? I don't know.
Yeah, it was wild how much I consumed. It felt good, though. It was like an end to 2020. You're like, let's do this. Let's eat it all. And now I feel fine today. But the week after was rough.
Yeah, the week after for me was rough. Yeah, I feel better now.
I'm still bleeding over, too. I'm still eating bad. Like, you know.
Yeah, that's the tricky part.
I think I need that Monday to stop me.
But it's not as much. We were doing, like, full time.
And we did that. So she asked how New Year's was. We ate a lot of food.
We ate on New Year's, because it was a holiday. We went to Wegmans. We drove to Wegmans not even knowing what we was going to do. We knew we wanted lobster. And Wegmans had this whole spread of, like, they had lobster mushrooms, lobster-covered pretzels, crab dip. So we got all
lobster
that.
Lobster-covered pretzels?
Yes. Well, it was actually amazing.
It was lobster dip. So I don't even know if it was real.
Well, it was like, you know what you get in a lobster roll?
Yeah.
It was like that on top of a soft pretzel.
Oh, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, but it was like ground up.
A little more ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was $10, so I don't think
it was real, but I enjoyed lobster, it. But we don't have to think about that. It was really good.
Wow. So you just did a lobster theme New Year's Eve where you just got all things lobster?
We got lobster, we got crab, and then randomly like sesame chicken. You know, Wegmans, you start and then at the end you have like 10 different entrees and you're like, fuck, I got to eat all this tonight. Andrew was starving, so we came out with a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Like personal pizzas, nacho stuff.
Yeah.
So wow.
We've been eating bad the whole weekend. We've been eating a lot. And I knew when it was midnight, my stomach really hurt.
Yeah, so. I wanted to pass out. I'm eating no sugar in January, so I'm feeling good. I'm on day three.
A lot of people are doing that. I broke my sugar fast yesterday when we went to the movie because it was such a special. We always get Reese's on the...
Yeah, oh, nice. Movies, I love whatever.
That. I miss that about the movies. The snacks are the most.
Totally.
Thing,
you know. I think it's in January, I need to get away from the finishing a meal and eating ice cream because I'm not a child. I need to get rid of that, like, trained, like, sugar time.
Right.
Because it's bad.
Yeah, it's... My sugar time is like, if I break it, if I'm like, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to have sugar time, I double down, lose my mind, black out, and eat all, you know what I mean? Because I'm like, tomorrow I'm going to cut it off, so
That was me on New Year's. I was like, oh my God, I get no sugar tomorrow? Let's eat all of this.
Yeah, it's horrible, yeah. But how was your New Year's, Jordan?
Look, hey, you guys, look at our fake plants. We both have fake plants.
Oh, shit.
Same one.
Do we have the same one?
Jesus Christ, that's so weird.
Is that the same one?
Mine's from Micah Brucey.
Looks very similar.
I think it's the same.
Your old man light.
That's great.
Wow,
that's a light
weird.
At a detective's office.
Like it was my grandfather's.
I love that light, yeah.
It's a great light. My New Year's was, I just went over to Chloe's. I was going to go to, like, out, but then I was like, I don't want to do that at all. Chloe Radcliffe had a bonfire that was
nice.
Got weird. It was fun, but it got everybody was drunk except for me.
Orgy.
Oh.
It got really sexual, the conversation that we were
It always
having.
Does. Every time I sit around the bonfire, someone's like, hey, do you want to see my new pussy shaving?
Oh God.
I'm talking to myself. It's me. It might be me. Like,
and that's weird because you're the sober one.
I'm sober and basically celibate. So I think what happens is people get drunk and I get a little bit bored of their drunk talk. So I'm like, hey, what do you guys think about this? And they go fucking full frontal drunk mode. So there was a comic there and they just started like exposing how hot they thought this other comic was.
Ooh. It was me. They were talking about me?
No, it was a man. It was a girl talking about a boy. How hot. Oh. And their boyfriend was there just being like, what the hell?
Oh.
And I just kept having to be like, no. Like, we'll fucking move on from this. And they doubled down and they were just like, no, they're so hot. Also, this comic that they're saying is hot is an ex of mine. So I was like, Jesus Christ.
It was so funny. Oh, what's going on here?
Yeah. And then everybody kind of started unveiling like crazy shit. Like one comic was like, I went to go see a sex worker recently. And like,
oh my God.
Yeah, dude. And then another comic like, this is kind of a weird kink that I have. And then it got into, and here's the thing. I feel like I am participating in a non-consensual thing because I'm sober.
You're gathering info. Right.
Yeah.
You opened a can.
Right.
And worms came out.
There's not a,
worms and much more.
There's not a fraction of me that's willing to be like, yo, maybe we shouldn't. You know what I mean? I'm like, keep it. I'm like getting younger as they're telling me.
No, girl, you tell me. And they're like, I feel like I'm being so weird right now. And you're like, no, not at all. Keep going.
Yeah. I see a hooker on New Year's all the time. It's normal.
Yeah. This comic went to go see a dominatrix. A full dominatrix.
Wow. What the fuck?
Oh my God, that's not COVID friendly at all.
Yeah. I could feel like on Halloween when we got hammered and people were showing their tits. This could go places.
On their phone. They're looking.
Right.
I mean, I'm on their
own. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's showing their boobs. I have just all this intel now on drunk comics from them being wasted around me.
Oh my God, you're like Scientology.
Yeah.
All the dirt.
Totally. Yeah. That would be a great cult. Just get people drunk and keep their info.
That's what they do. That's all every cult does.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm thinking about that being my new career is being like, well, if you want, I could tell people about that sex worker that you...
Right. Totally.
Your new career is blackmail?
You blackmail people to get on their shows. They say, oh, we'll keep you in mind. Are you keeping me in mind? Because I know this about you. Oh, I have booked next week.
I have this in my mind.
I hit them up and I'm like, hey, it was so fun last night. Also, you know, and then I post like an emoji with the quiet face. And then I'm like, I would love to do your show sometime.
Totally.
I met a guy
last night who sent me a thing and said, it was great meeting you last night. Also, did we talk about this? And then sent me a picture of him with Dave Chappelle.
What?
And I was like,
wait, what?
I was like, we never talked about that, but that is the funniest way I have ever seen somebody like it'd be like,
was it a comic?
You know what I mean? It was, I don't know if he's a comic, but it'd be like, if I was like, it was so nice talking to you last night. Also, I Did I? I said I would send this to you and just sent like a picture of my huge dick, you know?
Yeah.
It was very...
Did we talk about this?
Yeah.
That is crazy. Dude, people are
losing their damn minds.
People are losing it. It's like that edge of the quarantine where it's like, I don't know what to do. I feel like people's mental health right now is like at an all-time low.
Yeah, because it should be over and it's not, but it's close to being over. So I think we're in this weird mental like middle zone.
Especially stand-ups, they're like, I can't do any more digital stuff. I'm going to lose my... It's been almost a year since I've regularly performed, and now I'm really on edge.
Yeah, I thought that it was everywhere, but then I like when I went to Soul Joel's. Did I tell you about that?
Oh no, but I saw photos.
And it was like, you know how in New York you're like, does everybody feel crazy? And they're like, yeah. It was like in Pennsylvania, it was like, no, we're fine. Yeah, we're okay. Like we have families and shit. Here it's like, I was talking to my friend Harry about it, and he has like a whole house with his girlfriend. And I was like, yeah, imagine now living with her in a quarter of your house. Yeah.
Totally.
And
it's
every time
thing.
You step outside, there's 150 people with possible COVID in every bodega and corner. There's no yards.
It's... And when you live in New York, you're here for living in New York, not for hanging out in your apartment all day.
Yeah.
The people in Pennsylvania, their values are family and big houses.
Yeah.
And our values are hanging out outside.
Are being anywhere but where we live.
Yeah. Hence why our apartments are so small.
And it's the opposite for them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Their whole life is man cave and home theater.
And yeah.
Breakfast nook.
I just got to go stay in the suburbs. That's what I need to do. That's what
I know. It's so nice. The sidewalks and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we were at my brother's house. It was really awesome.
Yeah, he has a big mansion.
We were in his basement, and the basement, you know, is like the size of their whole house. And
yeah.
So there's so much space. It's like overwhelming.
White carpeting, bathroom in the basement, other bedroom in the basement, big ass.
There's nothing more appealing to me than a finished basement. Throw me a fucking foosball table and a goddamn carpet.
They got a Peloton down there, a big TV from 2001.
Yeah, one of your old TV.
Like another sectional.
The downgrade TV from the living room.
The downgrade, big ass. And we barely even went down there except to wrap presents for the kids. Yeah.
What?
It's crazy. These people
it's just an extra room.
At depths of their home, they don't even hang out in.
Oh, my God. Yeah, my uncle has a room in the basement where you can shoot at a target with a gun.
A real gun?
That's crazy.
Jeez. I think it's a real gun. Maybe it's a BB gun.
That's awesome.
But still.
Yeah.
The fact that you can shoot something across a space big enough. Wait, so your brother's rich?
I think he's Virginia rich.
Yeah, they live in Virginia.
Yeah,
he actually does construction. I don't even think he...
We don't know what he is.
I don't know how much he makes, but he's got enough for a big house.
And his wife works for the government.
Yeah, so maybe their combined income is pretty well.
And it's like... It's not like a mess. It's just like a nice four-bedroom home.
Yeah, if you live in a place like Virginia, you can just do that.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's awesome.
My sister lives in the suburbs, huge house. She's losing her mind, though. Oh, my God. I mean, she's the biggest house. They just did a whole remodeling thing, and she just all of Christmas just had rotating food the whole time over and
that's great.
Just cooking, cleaning. And you can tell that it's like, she has like the finished basement and the big like den and stuff.
Yeah.
And she's getting that thing. There's like something that happens. It's like a parasite that dives into suburban mothers' brains where it has it tell you to explain every renovation they've ever had.
Totally.
Yeah. Well, that's their whole life.
Their whole life being like, and under the cabinets, and I told them to put the marble countertops in the marble.
Dude, that's every... Even my mom lives in an apartment, and she's like, I got these under cabinet touch lights, and you know, they're really nice.
Yeah, well, we all work to get just food and money for a MetroCard, and they work for these renovations.
Yeah.
They have money to spend on... touch lights and new counters and stuff. So they want to tell us about
the pathological idea that we would give a fuck about it is wild to me.
It's that with anything. Well, it's like that's how people probably feel when I started talking about comedy, you know.
Right.
You talk about the ins and outs of blah blah blah, and they're like, I was just telling you, good job, you know.
Oh, right.
Her renovation
is
our comedy. It's the same as when you start working out a lot and someone's like, you work, and you're like, yeah, I've been doing squats yesterday, and then today I'm going to go spinning, you know? Like, that's
My thing is health for sure. I'm like, somebody's like, hey, you look good. And I'm like, oh, thank you. I'm using retinol and vitamin D cream. Yeah.
That's her. Her skincare is renovations.
Yeah. Mm. And maybe you said nice windows, and then that opened the door.
Yes.
Literally.
And you're in her home for the holidays. She's been waiting for this all year.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had our skinny competition. Do you and Emily have a skinny competition? Who's skinnier?
No. Sounds
that's great. Do you and your brother have any competition?
What do you do? Lift up your shirt and
we come in and whoever's skinnier just gets this like silent, like, you know, whoever's skinnier gets the "you look too skinny." That's what you get. That's your reward, right? So I was really thin this year and my sister was like, You know, you're too skinny. What's going on, right? But she has been personal training and is now jacked as fuck. I'm just like a veal cow who's been
I saw the Instagram story of her in her leggings. She had very toned the legs.
Yeah, so we're opening presents and she goes, "Do you guys mind if I take my shirt off while we open presents?" And I'm like, "No." She takes her shirt off and I'm like, "Yes, now I mind." Full 8-pack.
Did she have a sports bra on?
Yeah, sports bra and 8-pack.
Wow.
She was overheating. And that's what it is every year. And whoever gets the mom's, when the mom says, "You look skinny," that's the holy grail. The holy grail is the very Italian judgmental mother's approval.
For sure.
And then you watch the other one eat like a hawk.
Right.
You do that all of Christmas. And it's a whole thing. It's a big
thing.
Wow. That would a power move, taking off the shirt during presents. She like wraps a gift and then
it was her one up of me.
Rips it off with one pull.
Yeah, rips the box too with the unwrapping.
That's wild.
And it never would have happened if I had showed up heavy. If I had showed up heavy, she would have been like, "Total," you know what I mean?
Yes.
And
then
I did a really funny thing where I starved myself before coming home. I was like, "I'm just gonna fast until I go home." And then I show up and she's like, "Wow, you're really skinny." And then I just she just cooked all day and didn't eat a thing. And I just stuffed like a fucking bulldozer into my mouth, right, which really perplexed her because she was like, "What? How are you thin and doing this?" Right. And that was my Christmas present to myself.
Psychological warfare.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Has this been going back since the dawn of time with you two?
Oh, yeah. The dawn of time, we have the, like, practice of being like, "Yeah, I don't know. I just, like, don't think about food that much." And meanwhile, we've, like, sawed off our thumbs.
We're on My Fitness Pal. Yeah. We're shaving to lose a pound.
Yeah.
Totally.
Oh, totally. I'm not wearing jewelry anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been like that since the dawn of time.
Yeah. It's a sister thing.
Yeah,
it's a
guys, sister thing. We just recommend why we're skinny to each other. And then if they follow your diet plan, you feel pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it's about...
Both of Andrew's brothers are getting pretty skinny.
Yeah, but one does the Peloton. The other one does intermittent fasting that I got him on. And now he's like skin and bones.
Really skinny.
When a man does intermittent fasting, game over.
One day of not eating before 2 p.m. and they lose 20 pounds.
I can do it and like lose weight to begin with, and then like after a couple months it totally stops working. Yeah. Mike is like a fucking skeleton if he fasts until fucking noon.
Yes.
And he will eat like an entire fucking horse.
Right. That's the thing. Once you reach your food time, it's bulldozer time. I like black out. I just eat as much as
do
I can.
Do you do it every day?
I do it every day, yeah, that I can. It works, but you eat a lot. I think the amount I'm eating is balancing out the fasting.
Mm-hmm.
You know
yeah. Well, you can't take into consideration the last month because it's been wacky. But usually, like in the beginning of quarantine, you and I were both pretty slender.
Right. Now it's every man for themselves.
Every ham for themselves.
Every pound.
Anyway, we are getting close to an hour.
Okay, let's wrap it up. Andrew, thank you for being on the pod.
Thanks for being on the pod. Any words of advice for those in couples?
Yes, please.
Oh, I got just one day at a time.
One cup of coffee at a time.
One cup of coffee at a time.
It's so funny to me that you were like, "I'm going to go to McDonald's." That McDonald's is an option is I need to... That can't be an option anymore, okay? That is wrecking your lives. To drink out of my... The fact that you enter McDonald's at any point and for coffee and not
multiple
food
times.
Is so...
Multiple times a month.
It is swill. It doesn't wake you up. I think they use the least amount of beans to get
for
coffee
sure.
kind of flavor.
It's boiling. Like it's I don't even know if they use water.
No, I don't think so either.
It's lava. It's lava mixed with beans.
It's hot oil. It's not okay. I'm going to steal from Whole Foods a bag of a bunch of, you know, good Brooklyn coffee.
We would love that.
Oh, yeah. It's a black market. Black cup of coffee.
Black coffee market. Anyway.
Okay.
That's our time, folks.
Thanks for listening. Rate, review, subscribe.
Just can I plug my podcast?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Of course,
It's called Panic Attacking. Please listen.
Please listen. It's every week with host Steven Rogers, who is
very funny.
Dating Caitlin Pufu.
Yeah.
They've had guests such as Brian Regan. Who's that other guy? The nervous one.
Who?
At Kindler.
Oh, yeah. We had Andy.
And Kindler.
And we're working on some other ones.
And they have a Patreon where you guys can hear bonus episodes. And occasionally they also have Andrew's mom, who is a therapist. She's a therapist.
But we don't acknowledge that she's my mom. We call her
Dr. Deb.
Acknowledge?
No, I feel like it keeps the aura that we have enough.
Wow, when she signs off, you don't say, bye, mommy.
Well, we hit the end the recording, and then I go,
thanks, mom.
Thanks, ma'am.
Okay, so it's his doctor, Dr. Deb, and she analyzes their anxiety.
But it's okay that if you know it's my mom.
Yeah.
And your mom's a therapist? A psychotherapist? Yeah. I knew this.
And I give it away throughout every episode. I call her mom by accident.
Yeah.
And, I say, hey, mom, remember that time where I was a kid? She's like, what?
So, yeah, listen to Panic Attacking.
Thanks, guys, for having me.
Bye.
Bye. Black bottom girls, and you come black bottom girls, and you come black bottom.